Message number 47, the Lamb God being on the throne within the city. Roman numeral number 1, the Lamb God is on the throne within the city. Revelation 22:1, and he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb, in the middle of its street. 2, and on this side and on that side of the river was the tree of life, producing 12 fruits, yielding its fruit each month. A. The throne of God and of the Lamb shows that there is one throne for both God and the Lamb, indicating that God and the Lamb are one, the Lamb God, the redeeming God, God the Redeemer. B. In eternity, the very God who sits on the throne is our redeeming God, from whose throne proceeds the river of water of life for our supply and satisfaction. C. This depicts how the triune God, God the Lamb and the Spirit, who is symbolized by the water of life, dispenses himself into his redeemed under his headship, implied in the authority of the throne for eternity. Roman numeral number 2. The throne is the center of our Christian life. A. In our daily life, in our family life, in our marriage life, in our business life, and in our church life, the center must be God's throne. Everything should be subjected to his headship. B. Every morning after rising up, we need to say, Lord, thank you for a new day for me to take you as my Lord. I subject myself under your headship for the whole day. Lord, set up your throne in my life. Set up your throne in the center of my being. Lord, bring my whole day with my daily life under your throne. If we would offer such a prayer to the triune God every morning, from that moment, we would have the living water flowing within us. C. In our experience, whenever we subject ourselves to the triune God, taking him as our head, we enjoy a flow within us. The river flows with the God who purposed, with the Lamb who redeemed, and with the Spirit who is now the all-inclusive, processed, life-giving Spirit.
D. Under his headship, we enjoy the flow of life with the supply of life and the way of life. In the flow of life, we serve him, we see him, and we reign with him. Revelation 22:3, and the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his slaves will serve him. 4, and they will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. 5, and they will reign forever and ever. Roman numeral 3, Ezekiel 1, reveals that the highest point in our spiritual experience is having a clear sky with God's throne above it. To reach this point means that in everything we allow God to have the preeminence and are completely submissive to his authority and administration. Ezekiel 1:22, and over the heads of the living creature there was the likeness of an expanse, like the sight of awesome crystal. 26, and above the expanse that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, like the appearance of a sapphire stone, and above the likeness of the throne was one in appearance like a man above it. A. The spiritual sky over the heads of the living creatures is crystal clear, like a great expanse of awesome crystal. Furthermore, this sky is expanding and is as stable and changing as crystal. B. In such a situation, there is nothing between us and God, and nothing between us and one another. We have a thorough and clear fellowship with the Lord and with one another. C. This requires the maintaining of a pure conscience, without any offense toward God and man. The story of our sky is the story of our conscience. D. The throne is Christ's ruling presence. 1. The Lord's presence is always with his throne. The Lord's throne is both in the third heaven and in our spirit. Small a, the very Christ who is sitting on the throne is heaven, is also now in us. That is in our spirit where the habitation of God is. Small b, at Bethel, the house of God, the habitation of God, which is the gate of heaven, Christ is the ladder that joins earth to heaven and brings heaven to earth. Small c, since today our spirit is the place of God's habitation, it is now the gate of heaven, where Christ is the ladder that joins us, the people on earth to heaven and brings heaven to us. Small d, hence, whenever we turn to our spirit, we enter through the gate of heaven and touch the throne of grace in heaven through Christ as the heavenly ladder. 2. The throne above the crystal clear expanse indicates that whenever we have a clear sky in our Christian life and in our church life, we will be under the ruling of the throne. The authority in the church is the throne above the clear sky. 3. The throne is not only for God to reign over us, but also for God to accomplish his eternal purpose. If we have the throne in our spiritual life, God will not only rule over us, but will also fulfill his purpose in us, with us and through us. 4. The throne has the appearance of a sapphire stone. A sapphire stone, which is blue in color, signifies the heavenly situation, condition, an atmosphere of Christ's ruling presence. Roman numeral 4. Ezekiel 1 reveals that the one on the throne looks like a man, yet with him there is the appearance of the glory of Jehovah, indicating that the one sitting on the throne is both God and man. This is Jesus Christ, the God-man, the mingling of God and man. A. Jesus Christ was the complete God, and he was incarnated to be a man. Having the nature of man, he lived, died, resurrected, and ascended as a man. And now, as the one on the throne, he is still the Son of Man. B. Hence, since the ascension of the Lord, Jesus there has been a man on the throne. In the millennium, and in the new heaven and new earth for eternity, there will still be a man on the throne. She, God's mysterious intention in his relationship with man is to mingle himself with man and thereby to become the same as man and make man the same as he is in life, in nature, and in expression, but not in the Godhead. Man was created in the image of God, to express God, and to rule for God. 1. The one on the throne and the four living creatures both have the appearance of a man, indicating that the four living creatures on earth are the expression of the one on the throne. This expression is the manifestation of God in humanity. 2. God in heaven desires to gain man on earth for his expression by working himself into man. Furthermore, God's intention is to work on man in order that man will be on the throne. 3. As the pioneer, the forerunner, the Lord Jesus cut the way to enter into glory and sit on the throne. And we, his many brothers, are now following him. Hebrews 2:10, for it was fitting for him, for whom are all things and through whom are all things, in leading many sons into glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Revelation 3:21, he who overcomes To him I will give to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat with my Father on his throne. Roman numeral 5. Ezekiel 1 says that the appearance of the man on the throne has two aspects. From his loins upward, he has the appearance of electron, and from his loins downward, the appearance of fire. Ezekiel 1:27. Then I saw something like the sight of electron, like the appearance of fire encased all around, from the appearance of his loins and upward, and from the appearance of his loins and downward. I saw something like the appearance of fire, and there was brightness all around him. A. The electron is a glowing metal, a mixture of gold and silver. Gold signifies the nature of man, and silver signifies redemption. Thus, the electron, composed of the elements of God and silver, signifies the Lamb God, the redeeming God. B. The upper part of man, from his loins to his head, is the part of feeling of sensation, signifying his nature and disposition. According to his nature and disposition, the Lord Jesus on the throne has the appearance of electron, signifying the redeeming God. C. The lower part of a man's body is for moving. The appearance of fire from the loins downward signifies the Lord's appearance in his move with God's burning and sanctifying power. D. When the Lord comes to us, he comes as fire to enlighten, search, and burn. Then, through the fire, he becomes the glowing electron to us, and we are filled with the radiant expression of the redeeming God. E. After all the negative things have been burned out of us by the Lord as a consuming fire, what will remain in us is the electron, the redeeming God. Hebrews 12:29. For our God is also a consuming fire. Roman numeral 6. Ezekiel 1 says that there is a rainbow as the brightness around the man who is sitting on the throne, signifying the splendor and glory around the Lord on the throne. Ezekiel 1:28, like the appearance of the rainbow that is in the cloud on a day of rain, such was the appearance of the brightness all around. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Jehovah. Revelation 4:3. He who was sitting was like a jasper stone and a sardius in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne. A. At Noah's time, the rainbow in the cloud was a sign of God's faithfulness in keeping his covenant with man and every living creature, signifying that he would never again destroy mankind with a flood. B. A rainbow can be considered as being produced from three basic colors: red, yellow, and blue. Red, the color of fire, refers to God's holiness. Yellow, the color of electrum, signifies God's glory. And blue, the color of the sapphire throne, signifies God's righteousness. 1. God's righteousness, holiness, and glory are three divine attributes that keep sinners away from God. 2. However, Christ came, died on the cross to satisfy the requirements of God's righteousness, holiness, and glory, and was resurrected, and he is now our righteousness, holiness, and glory. 3. Because we, the believers, are now in Christ, in the sight of God we bear the appearance of Christ as righteousness, holiness, and glory. This is the appearance of a rainbow as a testimony of God's faithfulness in sparing us and saving us, the fallen ones, from his judgment on sinners. 4. In the New Jerusalem, a city whose foundation have the appearance of a rainbow, we, the aggregate of the saved ones, will be a rainbow reflecting the brightness of God's righteousness, holiness, and glory, and testifying forever that God is righteous and faithful. 5. As portrayed in Ezekiel 1, the Christian life and the church life will consummate in such a rainbow. At that point, God's eternal plan will have been accomplished.